We're doing Haggai. We're up to the first chapter, the 13th Pasuk. Haggai Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And Haggai had told the people that God expects them to build the temple. And the people, although they have come to Israel, the people are hesitant. For the king Darius has not granted them permission. So the Navi says to them, Vayomer Haggai, Malach Adonai, the Malachut Adonai, La'am. Haggai, the prophet of Hashem, the messenger of Hashem, who was sent as God's messenger to the nation, he says to the nation, Le'mol, the following, Ani itechem ne'um Adonai. God says, I'm with you. You don't have to worry about the king. And the king will find out, and it's true that the king did not permit this, but God says to do it, and God says he is with you. Vayar Adonai et ruach Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel pachat Yehuda ve'et ruach Yoshua ben Yotzadak ha-kohen ha-gadol ve'et ruach kol she'erit ha'am. God aroused the spirit within Zerubbabel, who was the governor of Judea, and Yoshua ben Yotzadak, who was the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people who were there, Vayavohu vayasuhu melacha beveit Adonai tzevaot Eloheihem. And so they came, and they started fixing up the house of Hashem. Hashem, Master of all armies, who is their God. Biyom esrim lachodesh bashishi. It was the sixth month, meaning the month of Adar. No, I'm sorry, the month of Elul. And the 24th of the month, bishnat shetahayim l'daryavesh ha-melech. 2 years into the reign of Darius the king. So they started working on the 24th of Elul, 6 days before Rosh Hashanah, they started preparing what they would need for the building. Meaning, they didn't really start building yet, they just started bringing in the architects and bringing in the materials they would need. Bashevi'i. Oh, the first day of creation, fantastic. Very good. Yes, it is. What? 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, Rosh Hashanah. In the seventh month, now in Tishrei, 21 days into Tishrei, meaning it took them a month of preparation, and then 21 days into the month of Tishrei, so Sukkot starts on the 14th, and the 21st is the seventh day of Sukkot, right? Sukkot is 15th. That's the first day of Sukkot.
Right, right, right.
The 21st is still Chol Hamoed Sukkot.
Right.
So, Hayah Devar Adonai Biyad Haggai HaNavi Leimor. God says to Haggai the prophet the following, Emona El Zerubbabel Ben Shaltiel Pachat Yehuda ואל יהושע בן יהוצדק, הכהן הגדול, ואל שארית העם, לאמור. Say to the leader, Zerubbabel, the governor, Yehoshua ben Yehoshadak, the Kohen Gadol, and the remnant of the people, tell them the following. Mi vachem hanishar, asher ra'a et habayit hazeh, bichvodo harishon. Who among you is still alive from those that saw the first temple? Who among you still remembers, who's old enough that they still saw the glory of the first temple when it was erect? Uma'atem roim oto ata halochamohu ke'ayin be'eineichem. Uma'atem. And that which you see it now, Uma atem roim oto ata, and that which you see it now, halochamo ke'ain. Compare this to that. and the building you're building now, it's ke'ain be'inechem. To you, it looks like you've done nothing, because you know what the first temple looked like, and so when you see this, what you're building now, it seems like you haven't done anything. I know, God says, that you guys are very disappointed, because you know what the first temple looked like. Ve'ata chazak Zerubbabel ne'um Adonai v'chazak Yoshua ben Yotzadak ha-Kohen ha-Gadol v'chazak kol am ha-Aretz ne'um Adonai v'asu. So Hashem says, so nonetheless, don't be discouraged. Strengthen yourself. And Hashem says, strengthen yourself, Zerubbabel. Strengthen yourself, Yoshua. Strengthen yourself, you people, says Hashem, and continue to build. Ki ani techem ne'um Adonai tzevaot. Because Hashem says, I am with you, and this house will be a source of blessing for you. The fact that the house doesn't come close to the first temple, that's irrelevant. Nonetheless, Hashem says, this house will be a source of blessing for you, for I am with you. Et hadavar asher karati itechem v'tzeitechem mimitzrayim v'ruchi omedet v'tochechem. God says, that pact that we made when I took you out of Egypt, the pact that you will keep the Torah and the mitzvos, the pact that I will be with you, Hashem says, that's still existent. I'm still with you. My spirit is still among you. The prophecy is still among you. You have Haggai the prophet. And therefore Hashem says, Al tirahu, do not fear, because you will be successful and you will be blessed. Kicho amar Adonai tzevaot od achat me'ati. Because this is what Hashem says. Aside from this destroyed temple, there's still going to be a temple built, me'ati, and it will only last a short while. Va'ani marish et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz ve'et ha-yam ve'et ha-ravam. And then I will bring a destruction, and it'll be as though the whole world will be destroyed when this second temple will be destroyed. It'll be as though Hayam Acharava, it'll be as though the sea and through dry land, from every angle you're being attacked. Now, there's another understanding here, and that is that the Navi is prophesizing about that after the Persian Empire, there's still going to be one more empire during this period of the Second Temple that will rule over us. Od achat, there'll be one more empire you will have to contend with. Me'ati, and it's going to be short-lived, that the Greek Empire that overtakes you. V'ani mar'ish et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz. And I will make great noise in the heaven and the earth as I establish the Hasmonean Empire, v'etayam et ha-charava, and the sea and the dry land. So that's another understanding here, that it's talking about the Greek Empire that came and attacked us after the Persian Empire.
That one makes more sense.
The Romans finally destroyed the temple, but Rashi learns that he is not prophesizing about the Roman Empire that would come, but it's talking about the Greek Empire that came. The Marie Crow over here brings an interesting pirush. She says like this, V'irashti et kol agoyim, I will have all the nations, that's the next pasuk, they will be aroused against you. So he says that's talking about the kingdom of Alexander of Macedon, that the Greeks established him as king, and he succeeded wherever he went, and all the nations were subservient to him, And then he went to attack Israel to take over the temple. And but the Mari Kra quotes the story differently. The Mari Kra says that when he was a mil away from the temple, so then an angel came and started beating him. And he started yelling, "Why are you hitting me? I'm doing what you told me." And the angel said, "I'm commanding you that tomorrow you will go towards the temple. An old man will come out and he will look just like me. And that is Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol. And what I tell you, you're going to do. And tomorrow when you meet him, so you have 100,000 soldiers here, 100,000 infantrymen on elephants. And when Yehoshua walked out of the temple, so he descended from his own chariot and bowed to him. And Yehoshua asked him, 'Have you come to destroy the temple?' And Alexander said, 'No, I haven't come to destroy the temple, but I just need you to permit me to put in one idol so that there'll be a figurine of me in the temple, and then I'm going to leave.' So he said to him, 'I'll tell you what, instead of taking that money and gold to erect this idol, why don't you take that gold and silver and distribute it to the poor and to the orphans that have just returned from the Babylonian exile, and then everyone will remember you, because this year we will name all the children that are born Alexander based on you.'" And that's the story he quotes. He says he saw it in Yosifun, which is a work that's unclear who wrote it, and it's unclear how reliable it is historically. We're not talking about Josephus Flavius, we're talking about Yosifun, which is a similar but different work. And then the Asmoneans came and they overtook the Greeks throughout the period of the remnant of the Second Temple, so the Greeks couldn't overpower the Asmonean Empire. Okay, so that's how the Mari Kra interprets the following pasuk. So it's a little different than the story we know, right? Yeah, and the story we know is Shimon HaTzadik, right? So that story is quoted. We learned it in Meiri and Pirkei Avos. It's quoted in a few places. So okay, in Yuma, there's a story I don't remember. Yeah,
that's the feeling that's happening.
Okay, I don't remember.
Was that the story? What happened? Did he accept the offer or didn't?
Yeah.
He accepted?
Yeah.
And then both children were Alexander?
Yeah. That's how Alexander became a Jewish name.
Really? It's Jewish
name. Pasuk Zayin. Ve'irashtei et kol hagoyim uvahu chemdat kol hagoyim. So when the time of redemption will come, it seems that the Navi is talking about that great war of Gog and Magog. All the nations will come, and they will all come with the armies of Gog to attack Jerusalem. And they'll bring with them all their wealth. Uvau chemdat kol hagoyim. They'll come with all their wealth. Umileti et hamayit hazeh kavod amar Adonai Tzevaot. And then this house will be filled with honor. Right now you're looking at the house, the temple, and you're saying, "Wow, look at how dismal our temple is." And the time will come when the nations will come and surround you, and you will win the war. And then you'll take all their wealth and you'll dedicate it to the temple, and then you'll have a beautiful, fantastic temple. Hashem says, "Li hakesef v'li hazahav ne'um Adonai Tzevaot." All the silver and all the gold is mine, God says. So it's up to me to control where it goes in the world. Gadol yiyeh kevod habayit hazeh acharon min harishon amar Adonai Tzevaot. God says this future temple that will be built is going to be even greater than the first temple that was built. ובמקום הזה אתן שלום נאום אדוני צבאות. And over here in this place, in Jerusalem, there will be peace, God says. So again, we have the question, what's he talking about? Is he talking about the period when things settled down in the second temple? Is he talking about the great temple that Herod built? Or is he talking about the third temple that will ultimately be rebuilt? And then he's saying, Odachat me'ati. Wait, it's a short time, this whole exile, until the time comes when I will build my third temple. And then you'll see what a great temple I'll build.
Well, how do we take that? So it wasn't a short time.
Short, I guess, is relative, right? Maybe that's exactly what he's saying. Right. I agree.
It's been too long. There's a short time according to Israeli
standards. I agree. I agree. And we'll see, we have many midrashim that discuss that the fourth galut is the one that seems endless. You have Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer that way. You have different midrashim that spell that out too. That's what we're in now. And the fourth empire that we're under is the one that's going to seem like it's never ending. It says that Yaakov Avinu, when he saw the angels going up and down the ladder, so each angel he saw it go up a certain number of rungs and then come down. Then he saw the fourth angel, which represents the final empire that would rule over us, and he saw it go up and up and up and up, and he said, God, wait a second, is he ever coming down? Are the Jews ever going to make it back up? It'll seem like it's endless. So you're right. But if we assume that it's a given that the fourth galut is very long, so then maybe the Navi is coming to tell us, don't worry. In the grand scheme of things, things are going to be so much better for so much longer that when you look back at that, ki odachat me'ati, that's going to look like it was just a small amount of time. Maybe. And maybe not. You know, the simple reading of the pasuk certainly doesn't sound like it's talking about this galut. It sounds more like it's talking about like the pshat we were learning earlier. About what was going to happen in the second temple. No, we're standing at the onset of the erection of the second temple. So we're talking about what would happen now in this second temple. And Chazal really learned that Gadol Yeh Kvod HaBayit Hazeh is talking about that. That it's Herod's temple, the fantastic temple that he built.